This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Wild Republican overreach gets pushback. I'm not going to say there's a falling out among the thieves because I don't want to cast aspersions, but there's a thunderstorm in heaven, there's a break in the ranks, there are flies in the ointment, or whatever expression you want to choose. It's not trivial and perhaps very important that there's finally some proof of life within the Republican caucus in the Senate and U.S. House of Representatives over the wild and crazy dictates of cabinet members and appointees trying to outdo themselves in fealty to Trump's whims and wishes. After allowing Trump and his people to roll over elected members of Congress, this might be a finger in the wind for change. Additionally, where the conservative ecosystem has essentially been an obsequious amen corner for almost every Trump outrage, finally, there's a stirring of complaint. First, of course, there has been the backbiting over the files of the notorious rich sex offender and Trump buddy, Jeffrey Epstein. I don't follow that closely because it's so rooted in conspiracy world and the alternative reality that even though some pundits say it's damaging Trump, I just don't have a dog in that race. Trump is a known and convicted sleaze when it comes to women, so I'm not sure there's much news here. I can't imagine any story where they were not peas in a pod. On the other hand, the retaliation and thrust by Trump and the FCC Chair Carr, as well as the Pentagon and the Secretary of Defense, War, or whatever's efforts to force-feed the media, have finally gone past the line for some of the heaviest breathers. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is one of the last people who would make the lineup for profiles and courage, but there he was, accusing the FCC Chair of using mafia-like tactics out of Goodfellas and threatening the licenses of media outlets. The wingers on the Wall Street Journal were also on the right side of the pushback against Trump and Carr on this one, with some hosannas. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul joined in, but he's frequently a lone ranger. The argument is not about any conspiracy pulled out of some wacko's ear, but about the merits of free speech and where hate speech fits within its protections. Attorney General Pam Bondi is getting pilloried for her inability to understand the differences and distinctions and willingness to join an unconstitutional lynch mob. Megyn Kelly, formerly of Fox News and now a key part of the right's punditry and pod world, called out the AG saying, "Pam Bondi said one of the dumbest things you can say as an attorney general." That's a shot that must have been heard all across Trump world. The other firestorm was triggered by the Pentagon's blatant attempt to censure any news or reporting that they did not authorize by threatening reporters who base a story on anything other than something the Pentagon fed them might mean withdrawing their credentials and access. The new policy drew criticism from both parties, with Representative Don Bacon of Nebraska delivering a sharp rebuke. "This is so dumb that I have a hard time believing it's true," Bacon wrote on X. "We don't want a bunch of Pravda newspapers only touting the government's official position. A free press makes our country better. This sounds like more amateur hour." Bacon has been a thorn on the side of the caucus before, but this time there's a queue of folks from newspapers of all persuasions and other officials. I'm not saying this will pull all these folks back to some kind of rational place. An old Acorn leader once said to me, "If I've thought it, I've already said it." This same affliction seems to have gone viral from the White House to various departments and commissions. Having their own people push back rather than the rest of us should be a lesson for some. At least it was in another world. This isn't just about being dumb. It's about advocating for the illegal and defying the U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.